Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Arms-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, time for KDR Pulse. We're going to stray a little bit today because we've got some major, major things going on in the financial system here in the United States. I was alerted by this earlier this morning by Chris Temple of the National Investor. I'm going to talk about the National Investor a little bit more, because as Chris is going to be on the entire KDR Politics show this week along with Jim McKinney. Jim is picking up his kids right now at school, so we're going to start out with Chris. As Chris is saying, we have a major liquidity crisis in the United States right now, as China has a major liquidity crisis going on. China is pumping a tremendous amount of dollars, renminbi, into their system to keep it afloat, and it looks like the United States is doing the same thing. Chris, can you elaborate on that for us? It sounds pretty serious.
Well, it arguably is, Al. If folks haven't done it yet, go to the website and listen in to my explanation of the repo market and exactly the so-called plumbing issue. And that was actually a term used by Fed Chairman Powell this week, was the plumbing of U.S. money markets and banks and so forth. But, you know, it started the other day. Earlier this week, with the Fed announcing a $75 billion cash injection into the repurchase market. And I don't want to get too much time eaten up here right now because we are limited, of course, in this format. Go back and listen to what I explained to Corey on Wednesday after the Fed meeting. But this is basically of an entire banking system and economy having borrowed zillions of dollars over the last decade or so, when you had quantitative easing, zero interest, and all the rest of this stuff, putting all of this money to work, hypothesizing it over and over again, leveraging it over and over again, derivatives on top of derivatives and all the rest. And it's kind of like the farmers, I said the other day, who's land rich and cash poor. And all of a sudden, and this, the curious thing about this is how this could creep up so unawares on the Federal Reserve, when all of a sudden you've got this short-term funding gap, this liquidity black hole, as Danielle Booth referred to it the other day. So the first injection was $75 billion that the Fed put out, I think it was Tuesday. That was oversubscribed. Through Friday morning, the total with three additional injections, also at least one or two of them I saw oversubscribed. We at week's end were up to $300 billion nearly of cash that the Fed had to inject into the U.S. banking system and repo markets. And for good measure, and I almost gasped audibly if anybody had been in the room with me when I read this minutes before you and I recorded this, Al, that the Fed has, the New York Fed, which, of course, runs the checkbook for the whole system, they just announced that through at least October the 10th, they are going to be doing regular additional injections. And if you do the rough math, we're going to be up to damn near $1 trillion that the Fed has to inject into the system with what they're telling us about now. And again, this came out of left field. This was brand new this week. Why gold hasn't jumped $500 and Treasury yields crashed and the stock market crashed is beyond me. Is this a clear and present danger? Not necessarily. Is this is the Fed having to do this for the same dire reasons that China has had to? No, at least not in relative terms. But the fact remains that this is one of the big indications that for all of the inflation and money printing of all of these central banks, the Fed, of course, is near the top of the list, they have created liquidity traps and have sowed the seeds for potential deflation. And when the Fed, in less than a week's time, goes from nothing to the better part of $1 trillion now, between what they've already spent and what they're telling us they're going to spend in the next few weeks, to shore up a liquidity problem in what was supposed to be the much better U.S. system, we got a problem.
Well, one thing I want to say, Chris, was you were saying off air a few minutes ago that you just mentioned actually in this interview that you're amazed that gold hasn't gone up $500 at this point an ounce. Gold is climbing up. It has been climbing up since earlier this morning. Our 24-hour gold chart is showing gold up to just as gauche under $1,505 an ounce right now. What I find to be interesting about the precious metals, though, is that silver, it continues to go down. This crisis, as you call it, is not really being reflected in the silver market as of this moment, but it certainly is being reflected in the gold market, Chris. Now, my question here, and I think it's a question probably of many listeners, and that is, what are the odds, in your opinion, of this being the start of something really, really serious in the international economy? We know that China's in trouble right now, and we now know, thanks to your research, diligent research, I want to say, that it would appear the United States is now also in big trouble. What are the odds of this mushrooming into a major crisis that everybody cares about? And notice I said cares about, because a lot of people in the U.S. are right now more concerned with the minutia, and they're not really concerned about the aggregate condition of the financial economy in the U.S.
Well put, and especially when you add the qualifier, the financial economy. As I said to Corey yesterday, Friday, on a daily editorial with him, I've been distinguishing for quite a while between two different dangers. Number one, as far as what the average person would understand as an economic recession, the U.S. still continues to do much better, relatively speaking, than the rest of the world as far as our economic growth, employment, all the rest of these things. We're in better relative shape than most other countries. The odds of a recession in the U.S. are rising. We will inevitably be pulled into a downturn along with the rest of the world, a lot of which is already there. But that's not the danger. The danger is in this, what Powell euphemistically called plumbing the other day. It's in markets. It's not in the economy. And of all people, Jerome Powell, when he first took the job, right after he was sworn in as Fed chairman, went to great pains to point out that the reason he wanted to normalize policy and take back some of those rate cuts and QE for as long as the markets let him get away with it was because the last two recessions that the U.S. has had to deal with were caused first by financial crises. And those, in turn, were caused first by the Fed. By the Fed blowing the tech bubble in the 90s and then the derivatives bubble in the 2007 and 8 period and what led up to that. He didn't want to repeat the same thing. Now, of course, the market has dragged him into doing that. You still got a couple of dissenters on the Fed that say what Powell's told us a year and a half ago. But, that is the danger, not the economy per se, but the markets. I've been telling people since about the 1st of August, using a Game of Thrones term for Game of Thrones fans out there, that winter is coming. We've already seen things start to crack and even to break in other countries. And again, the suddenness this week of what the Fed has had to announce and what they've had to do has astonished even me, and I'm hard to astonish.
Yeah, you are pretty hard to astonish. You know, Chris, one thing that I want to mention that may seem off subject, but the fact of the matter is, at our Bible study yesterday, we're finishing up Luke, okay, in the New Testament, and everything that's happening in the United States right now, around the world, I guess I should say right now, both from a financial standpoint and a political standpoint, you can also read about it in chapter 21 and 22 of Luke. I find that to be kind of scary. Folks, we're going to be right back with Chris Temple. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, back. Mostly gentlemen on our side, I'm noticing. Got to get some ladies in here, too. Let me say this. I'm back with Chris Temple right now. Chris, you got 34 comments when you and Corey talked about this on Wednesday. We're going to talk about some of the comments right now. For example, CFS asks the following question. What did Mr. Temple did not specifically state is that the shortage of dollars is primarily a shortage of euro dollars more than U.S. international debt. This is the reason for the increase in the U.S. dollar index. Any comments on that, Chris?
Well, a couple. First of all, the U.S. dollar being the world reserve currency, the paradox there, and especially with all the inflation of it, is that for, and I said this in the last segment, for all of the globally now, hypothecation and borrowing of dollars in the name of trying to stoke economic growth, those dollars at some point have to be repaid, for a crude way to put it. And when everybody has to start repaying something all at once and replacing things that they borrowed, there's demand for that. So in overseas funding markets, yes, it was more than that than anything else until this week, where you had the dollar in scarcity and people scrambling for dollars. You have globally, Al, a short position effectively of U.S. dollars of several trillion dollars. And this is in part because of all of the added debts that emerging market nations and even developed nations took on. Part of China's problem, I've talked about this numerous times recently with Corey, part of China's, and you, I think, part of China's problem is that a lot of their companies have borrowed money based in dollars. They're under a lot of stress. But this week, with what the Fed just did and told us they're going to continue to do, that problem just came home as well. Now, the difference is that if the Fed is pumping a whole bunch of new dollars into domestic repo and related markets, that in and of itself will not push the dollar's value higher. Theoretically, if a lot of this goes on, it should take it down. And it's going to be interesting to see how this tug of war develops. You know, as you and I are recording this, the dollar is screaming higher again, especially against the euro. If we get to a place where the dollar index breaks 100, currency traders are going to jump on it and make a bad situation worse for everybody. So, you know, much more so, especially with what the Fed has had to do this week and is targeted, the odds of a market accident have gone up notably since people tuned into us last weekend.
You know, we got a couple of comments. You got a couple of comments, I guess, directed at all of us here at KER. And these comments are from Chartster and Jerry out of the box. Jerry, Chartster says that we sure give the Fed a lot of credit, and then he finishes that by saying the Fed is toast. Jerry comes in and says, I agree with you. They give the fraud Fed way too much credit-worthy time. I wonder if they really know anything about the fraud Fed. Well, as a matter of fact, Jerry, yes, I've been talking about the fraud Fed for an awful long period of time. Chris, those comments are directed specifically at you and Corey, so can you elaborate on what Chartster and Out of the Box Jerry said?
I'll try, and I'll have to say, of course, in the time to come. I actually answered those comments on your blog, and I think at least out of Jerry got an acknowledgement that maybe he was overreacting in his take on things. Almost my entire adult life, Al, I have been a student of the Fed and of monetary policy. When I first got into the financial business in 1979 at the ripe old age of 18, it was at a time that we had double-digit inflation, double-digit interest rates, and like any financial planner, let alone a guy who was still a teenager, I was taught how to sell financial products, insurance, mutual funds, so forth. I didn't even know what the hell the Federal Reserve was for the most part. I wasn't trained to understand it, what it does, anything like that. I was trained to sell products. One of the products that I sold and looked like a hero on for a while was a mutual fund that had the intelligence back then and the foresight to go much heavier than the average stock mutual fund into oil and gas, real estate, gold miners, and that type of thing, which, of course, all went nutso in the late 70s and as we went into the 80s because of high inflation. All of a sudden, clients started calling me, not because they were happy with how fast that fund was going up, but now upset because it was starting to turn around and go down. And the most helpless feeling in the world when you're a boy wonder financial advisor is I didn't have the slightest idea why it was going down or how to answer these people. Okay?
Yep.
So in retrospect, when we look back at that period of time, Paul Volcker, in his 180-degree turn, for a while at least, from the cheap dollar, high inflation days that his predecessors left him, to killing for a while the high inflation and high interest rates, or actually by raising interest rates as much as he did. We look back at that now, and it was one of the most dramatic shifts ever in policy of the Fed's 106 years of existence. And I was apoplectic. I didn't understand why we didn't know this. Why didn't my supervisor tell me this? Why didn't the mutual fund tell us this? And I resolved to never again in my life be caught with my pants down like that. And I haven't been when it comes to Fed policy, because I've learned to understand the Fed. I know how fractional reserve banking works. My signature essay for 30 years now, in spoken and written forms, has been called Understanding the Game, about the nature of our system in fractional reserve banking and how, when you understand these things, understanding the markets becomes easier. Now, some people, like a couple of these comments, may think that we're only supposed to talk in negative terms and the Fed's doomed. Well, you know, the Fed's been doomed for a hell of a long time. Guess what? It's still here. So whether we like it or not, we need to look at what they do in the context of the system that we have. And from time to time, we need to see what they're doing. We need to understand it. We need to make the best advised and best informed investment decisions we can based on that. But do we just sit on our hands and wait for the black helicopters and the crash to come? No, because who knows? We might be here, or our children and grandchildren might be here talking about the same thing another 30 or 40 years from now, and the Fed might still be with us for all I know. I don't think they will. I sure as hell hope they won't. But for as long as they're here, we've got to deal with them.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Jerry went on and he apologized. He said, please accept my apology and give you thanks and credit for your coverage of the fraud Fed. And, you know, I know I've talked about that with you numerous times. So, Jerry, thank you very much for understanding what Chris has actually been doing. And you replied to him and on. B also replied and said, you're right, Chris. So you've got some real fans on this particular site. We're going to talk more about your newsletter, The National Investor, because it is critical. Going to be right back with both Chris and Jim McKinney. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a phone call on July 25th, President Trump urged the President of Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden, who is former Vice President Joe Biden's son. He worked for a gas company in Ukraine. Sources say the call led to a whistleblower complaint by someone in the intelligence community, setting off a showdown between congressional Democrats and the administration, which has refused to turn over the formal complaint. The Pentagon is sending additional troops and missile defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates in response to the recent attack on Saudi oil facilities blamed by the U.S. and others on Iran. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says the deployment could further destabilize the region.
He puts that region at risk. He puts our country at risk. We need a president who respects the rule of law, and that's not Donald Trump.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back to TER Politics. I'm chatting with two very, very informed friends right now, and a couple of really good guys. Chris Temple and also Jim McKinney has joined us. I have to say, you know, Corey and I were talking yesterday about what I should be saying on the show and what I should not be saying. And he brought up something, I guess I didn't give myself enough credit. He said, Al, what everybody wants right at this moment in time is your opinion. I'm going to give you my opinion right now and then let Chris and Jim either tear it down or build it up, one of the two. I think a lot of what's going on right now, particularly with the situation with Trump and asking Ukraine to see what's going on actually with Joe Biden's son in terms of the publicly traded gas company that he is on the board of directors of. In my opinion, I just want to say this. I think that Trump, I have said this numerous times, he's hurting himself immensely. He could be one of the best presidents of all time, but the way he's going about this, with his explanations, with his communications, etc., in my opinion, and I know Jim does disagree with this, but I have to say that I think that Donald Trump really should take some lessons in communication, because I got to tell you, if he doesn't get elected in 2020, a lot of it is going to be his own damn fault. Do you guys have any opinions? Jim, why don't you go first, because I know you do.
Yeah, certainly I do. So you want him to be like every other politician and lie? You want him to go ahead and pretend that things aren't the way they are? Because that's, to me, exactly what people are pressuring him into doing, to being exactly what they've done in the past, which is dishonest and disingenuous while they pursue other policies. And in this case, in particular, with this case, he's not the one that started this, the Washington Post article, and somebody on August 12th who went forward with a political agenda from the intelligence community to make a comment about, and we actually don't know the details at all.
We don't.
And what the allegation that is out there is that it's a quid pro quo, that he'll provide assistance to the Ukrainians if Ukraine actually does an investigation on the Biden relationship and what happened. And let's get back to how this started. It started because Joe Biden's son cut a deal with a corrupt organization that was supporting Russia against Ukraine, and the Ukrainian prosecutor who was reviewing that problem was fired, and he was fired directly as Joe Biden publicly admitted because he threatened $1.3 billion in aid to Ukraine. So that's the foundations of this. And yes, we know that Giuliani attempted to go to Ukraine right after the Mueller investigation came out as he was moving on to other things, because they're trying to figure out what the heck went on. Because this is serious. It's not fabricated information from deep state actors inside of Washington, D.C., from the intelligence community and the FBI, like happened with the Russia collusion theory, which has been fully debunked after an extensive investigation. This is a serious issue where the actual individual who's Joe Biden made this claim publicly that he influenced them in order to back off the prosecution or the investigation. So is that a legitimate thing to go about? And to me, it's a political spin job. It was a setup there if in fact the information that we have is relatively credible that's being published right now, this is a setup. And how does Trump survive these things? By pushing back. So yeah, I don't think that he's making any mistakes here. I think he's actually responding to a political hit job.
Well, let me make a comment here. And, Chris, why don't you weigh in on what I'm about to say? What I'm saying is, when I say he's a terrible communicator, and I'm going to stand by that, I don't disagree with anything that Jim has said. All I am saying to add to that fact is, why didn't Trump explain this particular situation exactly like Jim just did? Why didn't he call a press conference and just say, here are the facts, and bring up everything that Jim McKinney just brought up? And I think if he did that, his communication techniques and the perception of people in America would probably advance way, way, way ahead of where they are right now. You guys want to address that comment of mine?
Well, I agree with that, as well as largely with what Jim said, but I want to put a little bit added spin on it, Al. I don't really care for the moment what it was that either Joe or Hunter Biden did, where it concerns Ukraine, or for that matter, where Trump, if he wanted to, could have them dead to rights on their involvement in China in various ways. Biden would be enormously vulnerable.
And will be. Yeah, go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Biden would be enormously vulnerable in a general election on the issue of China. What I would prefer that Trump did, if he wants to revert back to the issues that got him elected, is bring in retired Congressman Dr. Ron Paul as some kind of an advisor, whether under the NSA auspices or otherwise. Nobody documented better than he did, in my opinion, the way in which the Obama administration destabilized Ukraine and brought about a big change in that government, social unrest and so forth, which in the end caused Russia to have to get more involved. The president probably won't revisit that issue, because then he threatens what rapprochement he does have still with the deep state that he has to get along with to at least some extent. But to me, that is the far bigger issue concerning Ukraine and what is going on there, not about what the Biden family has made off of their dealings with Ukraine, but about how the past administration screwed up that country like we do most things we touch.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's a very good point. And Jim, I know you want to comment on that. And I'm saying I agree 100% with that. Where I fault the president, who literally has one of the biggest forums in the world, is why does he use the stupid Twitter account? Why doesn't he call a press conference
and basically get all of his enemies there and explain exactly what's going on. I got to tell you, if I were in the situation Trump was in right now, that's exactly what I'd do. Jim, we got a couple of minutes here, and then we're going to continue this discussion into the final segment. You're on, Bud.
So he uses Twitter because, in fact, we know that 90 to 93% of the media in the United States actually negatively spins everything he does. So Twitter is his direct line communication to the rest of the country. And so he has to do that. And in this particular case, he just said, look, I have, and these are quotes, I have conversations with many leaders. It's always appropriate. At the highest levels, always appropriate. Anything I do, I fight for this country. So if this is a political hack job from deep state intelligence actors, how do you actually spin that? And I'll go back to what I said at the beginning. So what do we want out of the guy? Was he elected because he was a perfect speaker like Barack Obama, but then basically deceived the entire nation? I don't think we want that. So I think people are tired of that. They're tired of smooth-talking politicians. And I think he says it straight. I think he says it and it ruffles people. I think even people like you that are relatively conservative that want to see things go the right way are uncomfortable with it. But he actually communicates and gets his points out there. Did you know that today he actually praised Nancy Pelosi for working positively towards a drug price reduction deal with Congress? And he said, hey, this is a bipartisan opportunity. You will see nothing on that. I bet you it's really hard to find any information on that because people don't care.
Jimmy, we'll find it and we will post it. We've got to take a real quick commercial break here, you guys. Stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap this up. This is a very interesting conversation.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. So 76 years old and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, I want to address Jim's comment real quick about Nancy Pelosi and the drug situation. We will source that. I'm sure Jim knows exactly where it is, and we will post that on our site.
It's a Trump tweet, actually.
We will post that tweet on our site, and the reason we're going to do that is because I have to tell you, I personally feel, in a sense, that Nancy Pelosi has kept a lid on some of the crazy people in the Liberal Party, and I think she's done it, quite frankly, very, very effectively.
Did you? I got a kick out of what she said about, well, he's not fat like he used to be, so I won't call him Fat Boy Jerry Nadler. I got a kick out of what she said about Jerry Nadler the other day.
Which comment?
The Captain Ahab comment.
Oh, yeah.
That he's just got this mindless pursuit of Moby Dick, no matter how stupid it is.
Which is quite interesting. But I will say, Al, she actually is trying, and she's doing a decent job, but she's actually not succeeding in many, many ways.
Of course she's not. And the reason she's not succeeding is purely and simply because you have some people in the liberal part of our country who are absolutely focused on things that are, I don't want to say minutia, because to them they're not minutia. Climate control is not minutia to anybody until it's solved. The immigration situation is certainly not minutia, but I just want to tell you this. You've got people who are very vocal, and the press is giving them all the coverage in the world, because people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other people, Omar, etc., they sell newspapers, because what they're doing makes people so angry, they're going to buy the papers, and they're going to read about it, and they're going to feel even more anger, and that's what's going on there. I got to tell you, I still believe that anybody who can be as successful financially as Donald Trump was and continues to be could put out these fires. I know that I believe I could put them out. I know sure as hell Chris Temple could put them out. And Jimmy, I got to tell you, if you were in Trump's shoes, you'd put these damn fires out. And I know that. You guys could do that, as could I.
Well, let me make a quick comment before we go on and finish. I would love for us to have a conversation on what you said about Pelosi and whatnot, because I think that where even on this site at times things get conflated is that I don't think KER Politics wants to be left behind on major earthquakes in our whole political fabric in this country, because too often on here it's in the old Republican versus Democrat, left versus right terms. Nancy Pelosi is as now as the Federal Reserve is.
Yeah.
okay, because she is part of something that is on its way out. Yeah. She doesn't know what to do. Just like the Fed is on a part of something and runs something. We're at the end game, as I've called it, for fractional reserve banking. There is no right policy that the Fed can pursue right now, in apart from continuing to put fingers and toes in the dike until they run out of fingers and toes. So Pelosi is so establishment that she's got sense enough to know that the far left is going to do that party in, but she can't prevent it. And to some extent, she's got to play along with it so that they don't ostracize her. She's in a no-win situation.
I believe that. I believe that. And I'm just saying that I think that has she been effective or not in separating the intelligent Democrats from the Democrats who I simply don't understand why they're doing what they're doing. And the only place where I've seen her be really effective is she has kind of put a lid on the impeachment issue.
Well, she has to some extent, because there won't ever be a vote held in the full House if she doesn't allow it, but the committee is still doing it.
Yeah, they're still pushing it, which is very detrimental. And they're bound to, because, unfortunately, Jerry Nadler's being primaried by some of these radical extremists.
Right.
And he knows in his district that if he doesn't stay with it, he's going to lose.
Well, same thing will happen to him that happened to Crowley with the AOC.
Exactly. And it may happen anyway, regardless of what he does with the impeachment. He may be in a very difficult situation.
And I would like, when we have this discussion, to not paint all that as something negative. I mean, for years now, there has been a tag team between the Republicans and Democrats, Establishment Party A and Establishment Party B, between which one was going to have a debilitating enough civil war to really transform things. Pat Buchanan came close.
Yeah. Well, you know, Reagan actually, he started this. And I'm sorry, I stepped over you there.
Oh, that's all right. And then, you look at the guy, I mean, Ralph Nader, who I've been on a platform with also, he just did some damage a while back. The fact is that both major parties have been increasingly recognized by the broad population as not being a friend of the people.
Right.
And everybody knows it's corporate party A and corporate party B. A lot of people know that. What we have to do is not get it sucked into the fighting on the same old battlefield between left and right, but realize what these issues are. Realize that AOC and Bernie Sanders, I got way more use for Bernie Sanders in a lot of respects than I do for Trump, for crying out loud.
Yeah, okay, I'm not going to buy that at all. Nationalization of the systems is not going to be beneficial to us. But
I'm overstating to make a point.
Yeah. But your point.
Make your point, Chris.
I think that we need to look at what the far left, the progressives that hate Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden as much as they do Trump. We need to look at, I mean, the Tea Party is just about kaput now, so the Republican Party beat that back. But we need to look at guys like the late Walter Jones and Ron Paul and some of these other ones, Buchanan, who have tried to rescue the Republican Party, and realize that if you put the best aspects of both of those together, you could get rid of the two-party duopoly. It's going to take a lot of work, but more important, it's going to take good knowledge and information and everybody getting their head out of their ass and stopping the same tired old left versus right thing that does not properly define stuff today.
Well, here, let me go a little bit further with your point. Donald Trump did not have the Republican Party on his team when he ran in 2016.
You're right.
He is actually doing exactly what you're recommending. He has changed the Republican Party to be more focused on issues that actually affect the regular people out there. And he's actually, that's the momentum. And I agree, Bernie Sanders was doing the same thing and motivated a huge amount of people on the left that had the same frustrations for almost the same issues. It's just how you perceive it. You know, one less regulation, one more regulation. And, you know, on Bernie's side, it's like, trust us, the government can control it. On the Trump side, it's like, hey, look, stand up and I'm going to fight for America, you know. And what you see is a different split. Here's the big difference. Trump has reshaped the Republican Party.
Right.
It's The never Trumpers are being beaten everywhere, and they're retiring and they're getting out. And what we're seeing now is a ownership with a new party, with a new set of more populist ideas that are actually focused on trying to make this nation meet the requirements for the middle class guy, for the young, for even the poor, even the black community. And what you're seeing on this fight on the other side is this extreme push to, well, we can figure it all out. We can manage it for you. And I think that's their failure. They can't do it.
But don't you see, Jim, you have indirectly here given the exact solution to the problem in the United States. All the president has to do is very effectively, with a huge audience, call out the Democrats and simply say, come on, we got some real serious problems. The only way we're going to solve them, if you stop making me chase my tail around and we work together. You know,
but that's not going to happen. It has nothing to do with that. They are not fighting on an equal playing field to better America. That's the big difference. They believe that their power is more important and their vision is more important, which is reshaping the way we think. It's actually reshaping what we can say. How you're afraid to say what you want publicly on your radio program, which is absolutely disgusting. And
yes,
what the progressives are pushing. That's what that extremist is pushing. And that's the difference between the two. And the way he has to do it is stand up and fight. I don't like the way he says everything, but he needs to say it where other people aren't.
We are totally out of time. We're going to continue this discussion. Make some comments on this, you guys. Let us know what you think, and we'll include that in our argument, maybe in weekend special.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.